Greetings. Today, it is my joy to begin week 4 of our Advent season with you. Additionally, I have the honor to bring our 4th and final message in our sermon series, When God Steps In. This series, like many before it, provided opportunities of evaluation, revelation, and anticipation. As we journey together through Scripture, seeking reminders and examples of what life was like prior to and during the time that Jesus was born, we also have the opportunity to see how some of these similar ways that God stepped in then is also relative to how God steps into our lives today. And so today, we continue our series, When God Steps In, under our theme, Powerful Message. Church, we live in a world that is filled with endless ways of connecting and communicating with one another. A world of instant information at our fingertips on just about any subject you can think of. Prior to COVID-19, many of the platforms for connecting and communicating with one another were considered optional to many of us, such as free conference call, Zoom, Hangouts, Duo, FaceTime. And then there were the other platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, 8x8 voice over internet, and the list goes on and on. And yet, in the twinkling of an eye, things change. These platforms that were considered mere options, and for some people, bothersome, became a connecting place that was necessary in order for us to be able to have a lifeline, if you will, to those whom we care about and cared for, as well as the ability to connect with others. The ability, if you will, to share and relay important information or powerful messages were dependent upon these platforms. However, as I pondered our theme, Powerful Message, I began to wonder just what stipulates a powerful message. Earlier in our series, we used a passage from the first book or first chapter of Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 21st verses. And as I pondered what would be considered a powerful message, I believe that this message that we heard a few weeks ago is still a powerful message. Listen to these words. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. And so he decided to break the engagement quietly. And as he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. When thinking about this question, what constitutes a powerful message, I thought about techniques that have been used by others to get their message out. Communication experts such as advertisers. Back in the 60s and the 70s, messages were geared towards certain audiences so that when things like when E.F. Hudson speaks, people listen. Or, as time went on, there was that all familiar saying or quote, if you will, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?" Advertisers using specific things and ways to be able to communicate their message to a broader audience. There were a time that jingles were created to plant a seed within an individual's subconscious mind. In the past, they were moving and catchy, but then things changed and they needed to be moving, catchy, and repetitive. However, going back to that question, what constitutes a powerful message? I'll borrow from the words of a close friend who says that what makes a powerful message is one that sticks in your head. In speaking with and doing some research on the use by communication companies when they develop their ads, more specifically their television advertisements, they focus on receptors in our brain that is part of the front cortex, what's considered to be a precortex portion of the brain that receives information, and our bodies, our brains, then emit brain waves in response to those things that they have heard and have received in some form or another. Understanding that not all messages, if you will, are messages that are necessarily in our best interest. I want you to know that in looking at our scripture passage and going back and looking at some of the commercials, especially some of those, if you will, during our now football season, some might question whether or not the message is the right message for us. However, God continues to provide us messages that mean us good and not to harm us. When speaking with a family member, and we were discussing back and forth, for they do work for a communications company, we discussed the three top things that a lot of these companies do. And first, they take and they know the audience they want to target. They also identify or create a need for this particular target population or target audience, which is considered to be segmentation, and then they create a way to then be able to identify the need that was created that they are now able to meet. This form of communication is tailored down from years past, whereas when the E.F. Hutton commercial was created, it was for a broader audience. But now they target certain groups of people, children, if you will. There was a study that was conducted of how messages concerning food are targeted towards children. Things that are not necessarily good or healthy for them, but things that catch their attention and quote unquote would generate a desire for them to want and have it. While we are individuals, there are commonalities among us. And when messages are able to create a sense of receptiveness or openness or a desire, then the message may be considered to be a good one, a great one, or possibly a powerful one. However, my brothers and sisters, we need to be mindful that there are also evil forces that are also generating messages to get us to succumb to the desires of the flesh versus the messages of God that desire us to follow the Spirit. In looking at these two scenarios, the Word of God as given to us in the Gospel of Matthew, in the message that has not changed over time, the message of the birth of Jesus. This message has remained the same. What has changed is our desire to hear the message. I would dare say that prior to COVID-19, that a lot of people did not give much thought to the season of Advent, let alone the story of how Jesus would be born. I would dare say that many people were busy seeking after things that satisfied their personal, emotional, physical, and psychological desires, going after more and more, if you will, more money, more cars, more houses, more stocks, greater positions, greater titles. And if the truth be told, minimize the amount of time that they spent with family and loved ones. However, since COVID-19, we have been put in a place where we can no longer do a lot of the things that quote unquote satisfied us or made us feel we were whole and important. And we find ourselves now in a place of needing to communicate. We find ourselves now missing the opportunities that were available to us prior COVID of spending time with family and loved ones. The message, God's message, if you will, during pre-COVID times were considered to be secondary. The messages that we heard in our homes by our parents and church members, that wasn't moving, that wasn't catchy. It was the same. It wasn't something that was considered to satisfy the desires of more according to the world. And yet, we find more and more people coming back to God's message in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of tragedy, as we have seen from 9/11 and other disasters, that when those times come, people go back to God's message, God's place of safety, God's offering of hope and peace and joy and love. For they find now, as many have found then, that a lot of those other things did not fulfill the desire that they needed for true life, for whole life, a life of freedom from the bondage of the entrapments of this world. Commercials, like the enemy, target their messages to generate a certain outcome. However, church, I believe that the most powerful message of all that is available to humanity as we still sit in this pandemic of 2020 is the one that is offered to us, that God stepped into the life of humanity to provide humanity an opportunity to be free from their sins, to receive all that God has promised. For God promised us that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have a chance to everlasting life. That message has not changed. It is an important message that just as God sent prophets to proclaim that Jesus was coming to save the world, the second message is true, that Jesus is coming again to save the world. Church, are you ready and open to receive the message like Joseph? For Joseph was open and receptive to the message of God, for he desired the things of God. Joseph was willing to change his plans and not put Mary, separate from Mary quietly, but he took her, he married her, he respected her during her time of pregnancy, and he honored her and their child Jesus. Joseph sought after the desires of God's own heart, and his story and their story remains the greatest powerful message of all. Amen and amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, God, for this Advent season where we are reminded of the offerings of hope and peace, joy and love. Not only when you step into our lives, but when we remember the message that you have given us through the birth and the coming and the preparation of the coming of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for that, and we thank you for all that our ears and our hearts have been able to receive this season. And Lord, we thank you once again for the words that your son Jesus left us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. God bless you.